This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On regional calling contests, the Super Retriever Series dog jumping contest, plus a cornhole tournament, prize drawings, free kids activities, and music by recording artist Stephanie Quayle. Visit BassPro.com/Flocktoberfest for details.
FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Join today to get bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing, with less and lower fees all around. Visit FECCA.com to apply.
Raise apply national contest. It's radio.com cash time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
Right now, the code word is DRUMS, D-R-U-M-S. Text DRUMS with an S at the end. DRUMS to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You have up until 1 o'clock for this hour's code word. It's the radio.com cash word. We are paying you to listen. So text the word DRUMS to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck. You have until 1 o'clock. Next word at 1.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
.99 breaking news. Powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Kansas City Chiefs receiver Tyreek Hill coming back for your ass.
Well, you're a little excited about that. Must be a fantasy thing.
Coming back. He's coming back. You get ready.
Good batting Lord. Down. He's not a Raider, John.
Batting
and
down.
Fantasy's fantasy.
Batting down the hatches. Brad Carson going 0-14.
In fantasy crazy, this somebody coming. Calm down, dude.
Champ, and I'm coming
back.
I
agree with that assessment, by the way. I don't disagree with that assessment. I am going to go 0-for on this deal.
What does fantasy football teach us? How to manage, how to endure.
I clearly can't manage.
How to stick it through.
We've learned that.
How to stick it. Well, just when it comes to fantasy football.
No, I don't. In general, I think I've lost control.
We've already said you've assembled one of the greatest stables of radio talent in the country.
I don't know. Some days I feel worse off for being here, John.
Well, have no fear. The Rundown is here.
Now, it's The Rundown, presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so we're going to have on Matt Babcock at 12:25. And you mentioned it at the start of the show. You asked, did he represent some Memphis Tigers in the past?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer, I can tell you, is yes. He represented DJ Steffens, like you said,
DJ,
as well as Chris Crawford once upon a time.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, he used to represent those guys. So, he's familiar with the Memphis basketball program,
That's
right? He's familiar with the kind of talent that can come through there. He will join us at 12:25. He was in the building. He's not an agent anymore. Now he has his own website. Kind of does some scout work, kind of does some analyst work.
Okay.
He'll join us at 12:25, and we will get his opinion on the present for Memphis basketball. But I want to talk to you about the future. Of Memphis basketball. They did a great job in 2019. They did, by definition, the best job that you can do in 2019 with the number one recruiting class.
That big wheel keeps on turning, though, doesn't it?
But what happens, though? What happens when you get that number one hit single? You got to have another one, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Or else you're a one-hit wonder.
Got to continue to feed the beast.
What's your favorite one-hit wonder, Jason?
My guy Kemp that we brought up, maybe. Isn't that his name, Johnny Kemp? We found out he's no longer with us. God rest his soul.
Okay.
He did Just Got Paid Friday night.
Okay, that was a one-hit wonder?
Pretty much. He had nothing else. Again, God rest his soul.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know until we did that he's passed away. But yes, Just Got Paid. One hit. I mean, that thing, you could play it right now, still today in 2019. Be ready to hit the club.
Now Zeke
doesn't hit the club anymore, but this is sort of, it'll take you back because they're talking about some booty shaking.
Now, you have not just gotten paid.
This was definitely one hit wonder.
You just paid.
Johnny Kemp was right, Brad.
Ticketmaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's the alternative? Just got robbed by Ticketmaster.
Yeah, my account just got debited.
And that one's by Willie Kemp.
I love how y'all.
It was well done. It's pretty good, actually.
But anyway.
At my low points.
The point is, you don't want to be Johnny Kemp, right?
No, I don't.
You don't want to have just a one hit.
I want to get another big recruiting class in year two.
You want to be like Mariah, right? Mm. You want to be Mariah Carey. She's got so many hits, it's crazy. Yeah. She does.
Yeah.
She has so many hits. You want to be Mary J. Blige.
Be like Tina Turner, fool.
You want to be a Tina Turner. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's what Memphis basketball is trying to be right now. They're trying to follow up the number one with another number one. Now, that's going to be difficult. It just is.
I remember you writing at one time it was possible.
It was possible at one time. I'm less confident it is possible now. I think now you're talking about top 10. I think now you're talking about can you get into the top 5.
Well, does Jalen Green and anything else get you top 10 pretty much just because
of his
stature?
Yeah. So, okay, let's go through a couple things for Memphis basketball recruiting. Jaden Springer's going to Tennessee. Let's just get that out of the way. That announcement should come any day now. Memphis obviously gave it a shot. They brought him here on a visit, thought they could.
Knew it was a long shot.
But listen, Memphis.
Talks been for a long time going to Tennessee.
Memphis has been involved in long shot situations before. Precious Achiuwa was a long shot situation. Mm-hmm. Lester Quinones was a long shot situation at one point.
At one point.
You know? Yeah. So it's not like Memphis is foreign to changing minds. They've done it before and they'll do it again. But I think they're going to come up just short. Just a little short with Jaden Springer. He's going to Tennessee. It is what it is.
It's a good gift for Tennessee. It gives a little credit where it's due, too.
Was it his
AAU coach, Mays, that played at Tennessee? Was that his AAU coach, the relationship?
Yes, Bobby Mays
played at Tennessee. But
obviously a lot to overcome there, right?
I mean, it's
a lot to overcome. That would mean, obviously, that Memphis and Jaden Springer would meet next year in Nashville. At Bridgestone, in the final year of what we believe will be the final year of this series.
I hope they renew it. I just wonder, with Barnes.
Yeah. They will not be renewing this series.
Penny would love to.
So anyway, Jaden Springer's going to Tennessee. That is what it is. Now, the focus is and continues to be on Jalen Green. He was in here on his visit during Memphis Madness. You know, I have no reason to believe or think that anything with him has changed. You know, we've always been very consistent that Memphis has been in front for him. Now it feels like it's going to come down to Memphis and Oregon. And listen, maybe, just maybe, Australia becomes an option later. But if you're, you know, he's making a college decision on December 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, he's making a commitment to a school. What happens in between then and actually getting on campus, who knows, right? But all you can really focus on is where the kid decides and where the kid announces for. That's all you can really focus on right now. And I have no reason to believe that it will not be Memphis as of October the 9th.
Well, since they wanted both and would have taken both if they could get him, Springer and Green, does that open you up for another guard? Does it open it up for Memphis to say, hey, maybe we go back after Matthew Morrell? Do they wait and know that's not an option until after you see what happens with Jalen?
I definitely think, listen –
and we know Matthew Morrell right now, Memphis is not in his top 5. It feels like they pulled off and said, you know, could they want to get back? Would they need to get back in there with
a lot of that? A lot of that is so tough.
On which guards leave.
Yeah, I don't expect anything in the way of guard pursuit in the fall. That stuff will not that will not emerge until the spring when it becomes obvious who stays and who goes,
mm-hmm.
right? Because if you get to March and, you know, you've made this deep run or whatever, and you have, you know, Damian Ball leaves or Boogie leaves, mm-hmm. you know, or there's a transfer, right? Then you obviously will change your game plan. But until that happens, it's hard. It's just, it's too tough to recruit a kid. Like, because you're not talking, when you're talking about, you know, now that you're, you know, Jaden Springer's going to make a decision, Jalen Green, we're assuming, is committed by that time, you're not talking about a 5-star guard for the most part, right? Like, you're talking about top 50, top 75 kids who are just going to come here and sit, you know what I mean, if certain guys aren't gone. So I think that's a big part of it, is you have to kind of hurry up and wait on that front. Now, they did just have Dawson Garcia, who is a top 40 big, top 40 big man in the country. He was here on a visit. He took in pro day. You know, talented player, big kid. You know, we kind of saw him walking around at pro day. when you and me we were talking, and we kind of saw him on your stream. He's got good size.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's from the Minnesota area. You know, obviously, you know, the feedback I've gotten is that Memphis definitely does have a real chance with him.
Okay.
You know, it's the typical Big Ten suspects, right? Like Indiana's in there good. Minnesota, which is where he's from, is in there good. But Memphis, obviously, I think made an impression on him. And, you know, the only question is, and what people have to realize is that if they do get and take Dawson Garcia, probably will more or less take them out of the race for Greg Brown because they just play the same position. Like, it is what it is. Plus, they're still after Chris Moore as well, you know, the kid from West Memphis. So, you know, at some point, you know, it is take who you can get, right? I mean, it's a first come, first serve kind of thing because, like, there's not a huge separation. But I do think that would be the case if Dawson Garcia ends up coming to Memphis. That would probably more or less take them out of it for Greg Brown. Anything can happen. I mean, Memphis can convince guys to play together, but that's just what I think as of today.
They still in good shape with Greg?
Yeah.
From everything you know?
Yeah. They're in good shape.
That hadn't changed, right? Texas, Memphis,
no.
Anybody else?
No. I mean, the Kentucky's in there, but I'm not sure what their situation looks like right now.
How serious they are.
So, yeah, I mean, the Texas thing is he lives in Texas.
Of
so
course. And
that
it feels like Shaka needs him. He's going to throw everything he's
no
got
doubt.
Possible because he feels like it's getting to a point where he's
on
got
the hot
to perform.
Seat.
I know. That's
like,
what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Like, and so
which
he
makes
may not,
him
he
more
may
desperate.
Not be there to play for, though, is what I'm saying, though. Like, is a Greg Brown commitment going to save you if you miss the NCAA tournament? I don't think so.
Yeah, but he's a desperate man
oh,
right
he
now.
Is.
And,
he is.
And a guy that's growing up in Texas, obviously, is the top 10 prospect. It looks a lot worse on you if you're not keeping those guys in state. You just wonder what he's willing to do as a desperate guy is all I'm saying in terms of going all the way to the wall to get this kid.
Yeah, people are asking me about Oregon crystal balls for Jalen Green. The crystal ball is almost a counterproductive function.
Oh, if it's all 100, that's when I tend to pay attention.
Well,
but was it in on Precious? Remember, it was
yes.
changing late, too, though,
yes.
and it was driving people crazy
I would
around
tell
it.
People,
y'all were going crazy, remember?
I would tell people not to pay that much attention to crystal balls.
Unless they're 100%.
Specific people. Like, if Evan Daniels registers a crystal ball prediction, pay attention to that. Like, because Evan is very, you know, Evan does, it's really not a prediction for him. It's like, I know this is happening.
Oh, my halftime, he's changing it 2 days before, you know, something went down.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, I would pay attention to Evan Daniels. I really wouldn't pay that much attention to anybody else over there. Like the people that, like, are.
Well, they're, I mean, come on, that's not giving anybody any. I mean, what about the Slater dude? Is he not solid?
No, he said Boogie Ellis was going to Oregon. Like, he projects.
Well, I mean, has anybody gotten them all right? I mean, does he? What I'm saying is, does he have a pretty decent percentage in terms of the ones he's gotten right?
I have to go back and look.
Considered pretty solid?
I have to go back and look, but I don't think he's as solid as you think he is. I mean, he kept it at Oregon.
I mean, everybody's missed one. I mean, nobody's got 100% accuracy rate on these things.
Yeah, but most people change them by the end. Like, most people, end up like a day before
well,
the announcement.
I think your point about crystal ball and getting too crazy with it and overreacting is absolutely a fair and a right point to make.
Yeah, because I mean, people can just change it.
But the idea that Evan's the only one that's plugged in, I fight on.
I mean,
that
I'm just saying, if I was a fan, like I wouldn't,
sure,
I wouldn't like Andrew. What Andrew Slater? Like Andrew Slater thinks everybody's going to Oregon for some reason. Like that, like Boogie was going to Oregon, Jalen's going to Oregon, like everybody's going to Oregon.
He got Boogie wrong.
You know, so yeah. I would just say, you know. Don't overreact to a crystal ball projection, you know, 2 months before a kid makes a decision. But anyway, that's the update on Memphis right now. Jaden Springer's going to Tennessee. Dawson Garcia may be coming to Memphis, may be in good position with him, and he's a talented player. So lots left to play out in this class. You know, they're still pursuing Chris Moore. They're still pursuing Greg Brown. Cliff Omorui, the big man from the Northeast, they're still after him.
What's Chris Moore waiting on?
That's a good question. Like, I don't know. Like, man, push the – like, you want a commitment video? You want an idea? Push that bus into the FedEx Forum. like that. That's the commitment idea. Like, somebody Photoshop.
Yeah, I like it.
Somebody Photoshop FedEx Forum or the Lori Walton on the other side of that bus and let Chris Moore push that thing in.
I mean, I want to see Chris Moore in a combine. Man, yeah. Could push a bus.
Yeah, he's strong. He is so strong. But anyway, that's the deal right now with Memphis basketball recruiting. I hope you feel good. That's my main thing today.
Well, I'm going to, you know, I've had people to DM me and say they feel scared. Now, of course, when it comes to recruiting, you know, you get down to.
Well, there's always that
there's
moment.
A tendency to feel a little bit when a kid, before he's locked and signed, you feel that way all the way through recruiting. But, no, I mean, look, it's, you know, you look at it and the fact that you're this close to this season and you don't have anybody right now locked in for 2020, you could raise an eyebrow or two, but I think we feel like they're close on a couple, particularly with Chris Moore.
Right.
You know, I felt for a long time they were going to get Greg Brown. I'll be interested to see if they, you know, what happens with that one. And then, you know, Jalen Green has always felt like it's coming to Memphis.
Yes.
It's a matter of does he stay with Memphis, right? Does everything stay intact and he's here next fall?
Andrew Slater, I looked this up for you.
What's the percentage?
All time, he is 76%.
And that's pretty solid for
– it's pretty good.
For them?
It's, I mean, I guess that's –
24-7.
I get, because, again, you get a chance.
What's, like, what's our man – what's Jonah?
Jonah Jordan?
Yeah.
By the way, Evan Daniels, 94%, just to give you a
– woo!
That's what I'm saying. Like,
now, he switches his right before, right?
Well,
some of these guys, they take pride, I don't know. They don't switch. They make the determination a few months ahead of time, and they say, well, I'm not switching mine, and if I don't get it, I'll miss.
Well, I don't know, again, exactly.
Because Evan, I've seen, will change it. He goes off intel, which is smart to do. I'm not saying.
Right.
If you know a kid.
Well, you should go off of that. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, don't have. Yeah, I agree with that. I'm just saying.
Evan Daniels is who I'm rolling with.
Okay.
That's who I'm rolling
with. You told the people, so.
And I think he has Jaden Springer going to Tennessee, and he's had him
going
there.
Dude, everybody named Mama got Jaden Springer going to Tennessee.
Well, that's because it's happening. It is happening. Memphis.
I told you that a few weeks ago.
Memphis gave it a shot. They brought him in. It went well. The visit went well. I mean, sometimes you're just behind the eight ball, and it is what it is. But, yeah, that's the update on Memphis basketball recruiting. Don't freak out,
Rick
Jason.
Rick Barnes got one.
Everything is going to be – hey, I give him credit.
He's doing well up there.
He is. I mean, he's doing way better than I think
it's
anybody.
It's a good reason that he should keep the series going.
Yeah, well, no, he doesn't – it's not about that. It's just he doesn't – I don't think he enjoys being in the series with Penny. That's what I think it is, you know, because of the fireworks that produced. So, anyway, that's the update on
Memphis
basketball.
Get over it. It's good for college basketball.
Next story.
John, Bluff City, how many people watched episode 3? It's in the commercial appeal today.
4 million people.
You're pretty dang close. 4.03 million viewers. Down from the 4.67.
Ooh.
You were telling me how high the second week was. Down from the 4.67 last week. They had 4.61 in that first week. Now, that's not a huge drop-off. And enough, it's encouraging enough that, according to the commercial appeal, that a Hollywood Reporter story endorsed the program, said they're showing steady numbers for NBC. Now here's the thing that's important. We deal in ratings here, and the radio TV obviously deals in ratings, and particularly this one set of them. It's this 18 to 49 category. The demographic that's used to determine ad rate sales for entertainment programming, blah, 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 because it's the category most coveted by advertisers. They're doing very well. Bluff City also beat Bull in that category. Now, Bull runs on CBS. I don't know if you've watched that. It's another lawyer show. Have you seen it?
No.
You know, it's this weird square-headed dude, but he's got the one-liners. He's pretty funny, pretty strong-looking, too. Big square-jaw dude. It's pretty good, but it's got a pretty locked in fan base. And again, Bluff City's sort of trying to track those, but it's doing better again than Bull on this key category, 18 to 49. So pretty much all of the old folks are watching Bull. If it break it down as simply as possible, and John, you and my age, we're for the most part giving Bluff City Law a pretty good try. Now, these numbers are pretty solid.
Yeah,
that's the thing, is what you didn't want is some drastic drop off, right? From week one down to week three, and you haven't had that. 4.61 million the first week, again down to 4.03 million viewers. So you're still in the fours, and again, you're still doing well with that key 18 to 49 demographic. So and was informed yesterday, we were talking about some of the shots from the show. I was trying to figure out, well, where's that shot where you see the bridges, you know, where the Smiths and his buddy are sitting down there having a drink down there, it looked like. And that's apparently behind the U of M Law School down there. Now, was it the same bridge in both shots?
Right.
People have told me it's the same dang bridge. It's the old. Now, I can't figure that out. That said, Bluff City Law is rolling right along, very steady, showing steady numbers for NBC, according to the Hollywood Reporter and commercial appeal.
Next story.
Real quick, before we get to Matt Babcock, remember how I was giving you the updates consistently on Mike Postle and the poker cheating scandal? Well, officially, a $10 million lawsuit has been filed against Mike Postle and Stone's Casino, or Gambling Hall, I apologize. There is a distinction, I think, legally between Gambling Hall and Casino. But they have been hit with a $10 million lawsuit. They do not name his conspirator, at least in the lawsuit. It's referred to as his co-conspirator, John Doe 1, the guy who's on the inside, so we don't exactly know who it is. And that $10 million is to be divided between and amongst the Stones victims in proration to the number of minutes that they spent playing on that stream from January 1 to the present. And here's the thing about these kinds of lawsuits, these civil suits, is you don't have to prove that Mike Postle and Stones are 100% guilty. You only have to prove that they are more than 50% guilty. Did you know that?
I think so.
Not 50%
guilty. What I know is the burden of proof is less.
Not 50% guilty, but the chance.
The way you put that didn't sound right.
More than a 50% chance that somebody is guilty.
Yeah. The burden of proof is lower.
Yeah, which is, I mean, they got a chance. Like, I don't know if they'll get $10 million. What I think ends up happening is probably a settlement of some sort, you know. And I'd be interested to see exactly how much, you know, Stones wants to fight this and Mike wants to fight this. You know what I mean? Feels like a settlement's coming, if I had to guess. If I just had to guess today what I think happened.
Has he got money to settle?
Well, it'd be coming from Stones, you know. It'd be coming from the gambling hall.
Oh, it's coming. They're suing them, not him.
They're suing both. They're suing both. So, but I'm assuming the majority of that money would be coming from the gambling hall that employed the insider. You know what I mean? Because no, he probably doesn't. He doesn't have $10 million.
Because he's not in collusion with Stones. Just the one employee.
But that is in collusion with Stones because you're in collusion with an employee.
I understand that. But Stones wouldn't want any association with him. Right? They would say we've got one rogue employee. Right?
They'd still be liable though.
I get that. My point is just that it's not them together with.
Oh, they'll fight it too. I mean, they'll fight this too. Like they will fight just the association with the employee, all that. You know, so it's going to be fascinating to see exactly how it plays out. But yeah, I mean, because it was in their gambling hall, because it was an employee of their, you know, of theirs, they're going to be held financially responsible.
Yeah, my point is, it wasn't a plot with them.
Oh no.
Postle is his name.
Yeah, no, it was.
They were not in collusion. They were not in collusion, right? It's just the one employee.
Yeah. But, I mean, the way to get the money is to sue the casino. That's the way to get the money.
No, that makes sense.
So that's what they're going to try to do, and we'll see how successful they ultimately are. We will come back. We're going to talk to Matt Babcock. He will join us. We'll talk to him about Memphis Pro Day, who looked good, who impressed him, who helped themselves the most, and some RJ Hampton when we come back. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
Radio.com Cash is coming up. At 1 p.m., get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
I'm on Dead Man's Bend at midnight when my gas light pops on. I see a gas station ahead. Just my luck. Or is it? I walk in. The attendant lifts a bony finger towards me and croaks, "You want a Halloween jumbo box?" I whisper it, terrified, "No." And as I leave, he asks the lady behind me. She says, "Okay." And then...
she wants $75,000!
Scare up some cash with the Halloween Jumbo Bucks Instant Game. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, head-raising fun. Please play responsibly.
1, 2, it's coming for you. 3, 4, you could win much more. 5, 6, on a scratch ticket. 7, 8, it's not too late. The new haunted Jumbo Bucks Instant Game. With a top prize of $75,000, it's a terrifyingly great way to celebrate Halloween. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly. 9, 10, time to play again.
Hi there, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. If you're looking for a great place on a Thursday night, join us for tacos and tunes on our patio from 6:30 to 9:30. Enjoy the great atmosphere and live music as you relax on our downtown patio. Unwind from the day and get ready for the weekend with $2 tacos featuring Claybrook Farms and Lake's Catfish and special summer cocktails. Thursdays on the patio at Felicia Suzanne's. We're located on Main Street between Monroe and Madison Avenues with parking on Front Street. Visit FeliciaSuzanne.com.
You got a minute? I need your help. You see, one out of six vehicles have been recalled because of dangerous Takata airbags. One of them could be yours. Defective airbag parts can explode, causing serious injury, even death. Go to safeairbags.com and see if your vehicle is on the recall list. And if it is, get it fixed for free. It could save your life.
A heart in my Tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me?
Actually, it's reminding you that it can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Wait! They can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, proud sponsor of Radio.com Sports.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy sex, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight. The absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production. And it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow. 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. My Computer Career.
I got to take them to the crest.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
Matt Babcock is the owner and founder of Babcock Hoops. He's a former NBA agent. He was here in town earlier this week for the Memphis Pro Day. He joins us now. Matt, what's going on, man? Hey, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, man? I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so a lot to get to from the pro day, but before we get into the players and sort of performances and things like that, I'm sure you're a man who's been around a combine a time or two. What did you think of the setup and the presentation for Memphis during this pro day?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I mean, it was my first time at the practice facility since they've redone it, and you know, it was just beautiful, and a ton of NBA guys there. I think there was reported there were 70 guys there. So, I mean, we're all sort of lined around the court. The first part was all just physical testing and great setup. Yeah, it was, from an evaluation standpoint, it was terrific.
What are you looking for from players in this? I mean, I don't know how much sort of value there is, and obviously you're gonna see games, and that will ultimately probably tell a lot more than, you know, how a guy does in a lane agility drill. But, you know, what are you looking for in terms of evaluation of a player in settings like this?
You know, I mean, the basic answer there is talent. You know, I mean, and that could come in, you know, a lot of different shapes and forms. And, you know, a lot of these guys we've seen before in high school events and whatnot. And so, I mean, but, you know, James and Precious and Boogie, just seeing their progress. You know, and then other guys, you know, Damian Baugh, I didn't even know who he was. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'll tell you what, he's hot on my radar right now.
That's what I was going to ask you, is sort of who jumps out at you. Obviously, a lot of folks had seen Precious and James and maybe even in some of the All-Star games, but it was Ball, in terms of the guys maybe you didn't know as much, was he the one right at the top of your list?
Oh, absolutely. And I'd seen DJ Jeffries before,
sure.
too. And, you know, those are all the common names. But, yeah, Damian is, you know, I think he's going to jump on the scene here quickly.
Is it the athleticism, the length? I think 6'4", 39.5-inch vertical. Well, just the sort of breakdown of him.
Yeah, so he's got great size for being in. I think he's more of a point guard than a shooting guard, but he's a combo guard. So great size, athleticism.
Yep.
He's got a great motor. I mean, when they started playing, I mean, he was picking up the ball full court. He's just a hawk on the ball, which, you know, that translates well.
Mm-hmm.
Good playmaker. I mean, I think the combination of him and Boogie together, they're both bouncy guys that have a lot of swagger. You know, they're going to be pretty dynamic.
There was talk, certainly since he's arrived at campus. It's kind of funny. He was overlooked as part of this recruiting class that included James Wiseman and Boogie and Precious Achiuwa and Lester. So he was kind of overlooked. Mm-hmm. But there's been talk this summer, certainly here recently, that Damian Baugh could join Precious Achiuwa and James Wiseman as a one and done. Do you see that possibility for him?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think Boogie's in the conversation too. I mean, we just did a mock draft on our site Babcock Hoops last week, and those guys aren't included yet. But I mean, they're not far off. I mean, we're watching closely, and I mean, they're right there.
In terms of translating to the next level, I think, you know, especially when you're sort of a French top 100 guy like Damian, I think there has to be a calling card. At the next level for Damian, what do you see that calling card being? Is it that defensive intensity and the ability to guard multiple positions? Like, what is it with him at the next level?
I think at the next level he's going to be more of a point guard. But, yeah, being able to pick up the ball and be a good on-the-ball defender, that's his main value right now. But he's also, you know, he's so quick and explosive. He's able to get in the paint and set other guys up. I do want to see him shoot the ball a little bit. I mean, you know, I think that is his that's the issue with him right now. And you know, it didn't seem like his shooting mechanics were broken or a lost cause, but he needs to develop there.
I'm curious. You mentioned your mock draft. You've got James Wiseman, who we all know right there at the top of it. Curious, the chances that he can be overtaken, right? Some we've talked to have said, well, there's a lot. You know, Anthony Edwards, and before R.J. Hampton's, you know, before his performance last night, you know, Gavonia told us he maybe even R.J. Hampton up to a number one. What do you think in terms of James Wiseman in that spot? Is he a lock? Are there a lot of guys that could pass him up? Sort of, how do you set that up?
You know, obviously it depends who's you know, picking, the way their team's set up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me personally with James, I will be surprised if he's not the number one pick.
Me too.
You know, he's just with his size, the combination of his size and his, you know, his fluidity as an athlete, and I mean, this guy was shooting threes at the pro day. I mean, the kid's unbelievable. He's going to be a really good NBA player.
Yeah, it is almost funny. Like, you just have so high expectations for James coming in, but it sounds like he definitely did not disappoint at the pro day.
No, not at all. I mean, really, you know, from a basketball standpoint, he did everything I expected to, and that I'd seen before. The one thing that was great is his body's looking really good. He's really starting to fill out his upper body strength, which wasn't necessarily a weakness before. But he's definitely improving. I mean, it seems like the strength coach is doing a good job with these kids.
Another really intriguing prospect on this team is Precious Achiuwa. Right now you've got him 10th over on your mock draft. I think he's basically in that range for a lot of others. Mm-hmm. What did you see from him?
You know, with Precious, he's got the full toolbox. I mean, physical tools. I mean, he's 6'9", 7'2", wingspan. He's all cut up. He's athletic. Shoots from outside, puts it on the floor, you know, finish at the rim, defend multiple positions. He's got the full deal. I think the biggest thing with him is he needs to be coached up a little bit more. I think his basketball IQ, just sort of basic fundamentals are, I don't even want to say behind. He just needs to grow a little bit. But I mean, you know, sort of one of these deals where he's ready to go right now as far as being effective and getting drafted high. It's just a matter of how much can he improve and how much can he improve his draft stock, really.
You sounded pretty steadfast in James being pretty much locked up there at the top of the draft. Is Precious a guy who you could see slip? Like if maybe things don't come together as quickly as you would hope, is he a guy who you could see slipping in this draft?
You know, I mean, it's the season hasn't even, you know, the games haven't even started yet. So, yeah, I mean, a lot can change from now until June. I think, you know, like I mentioned with his toolbox, and from what I understand, he's a really sharp kid. I would be shocked if he slipped too much.
Right.
I think it's just more of a matter of how high does he move up.
Matt, with all that talent there that you thought, and I know I'm not asking you to be a college basketball analyst here, but is there any way they can mess that up? You know what I mean? Like a team with that much talent not make the tournament? People in Memphis are absolutely giddy, man, and I think they've got the fourth best odds to win the national championship. Just in terms of the way it's all put together, does that look like a top 10, top 15-ish team?
I mean, I walked away thinking this team's going to be a Final Four team.
Amen.
And I'd hate to give all your guys' hopes up, but, I mean, they look pretty dang good. And obviously, you know, you put together a lot of talent of young guys. You know, some things need to click.
Of course.
Yep. But, I mean, I you know, they seem like they're ready to go.
If you had to – we know what the strengths are, just like the size and the depth and the balance. What would be a potential weakness? And maybe it's hard to like identify that in such a short time, but if you had to sort of put your finger on it, what do you think a weakness could be?
You know, I mean, you know, I think it's just, again, going back to, you know, a lot of young guys with talent.
Yeah,
you know, inexperience and just lack of continuity. I mean, if things just don't get, you know, if they aren't able to create synergy with one another, you know, it's not going to flow that well. I mean, there was no indication that was going to be the case in that pro day. I mean, there was, you know, I mean, it was a pro day, which is more of a showcase rather than like a formal practice. I didn't get a great grip as far as like how they're going to play,
right?
As far as what offense they run or defensive concepts, but seems like they're going to play fast with a lot of energy and, you know, pick up full court probably a little bit. And it's going to be a pretty dynamic, fun team to watch.
I want to go through a couple other guys here before we get to RJ Hampton. You mentioned Boogie Ellis, and he was certainly a guy. I got some good feedback on him. What did you see from Boogie in this pro day?
Well, you know, I've seen Boogie a number of times, and he's already been, you know, on our list as far as a guy to track. And he continues to improve every time I see him. I mean, his body is also looking a little bit better. And he's just kind of reminds me of Lou Williams a little bit. You know, he's like an undersized combo guard, but he's dynamic. I mean, he's just got a scoring knack and a swagger about him. Or, you know, he's on the court, and he knows he's good. And so I could easily see him. I could easily see him being their top scorer this year even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We are, of course, talking to Matt Babcock, owner and founder of Babcock Hoops, on Twitter at MattBabcock11. DJ Jeffries is a five-star prospect over at ESPN. You know, he's in the Jordan brand. You know, he's the best player in the state of Mississippi. What did you think of him in this particular environment?
Oh, he looked good. I mean, I still need to watch him more. I mean, of these, I've seen him before, but I walked in with not a great grip of who he is as a player. But he's got, you know, he's got a nice frame. I mean, he's a strong, thick build guy. But he moves pretty well. Plays with a nice pace. You know, showed an ability to score. I mean, he had a couple of moves. You know, off 1-2 dribbles. You know, pull ups. That was pretty smooth. And had, you know, looked like he'll be capable of filling a lane in the break, especially if they're playing so fast. He looked good. I don't know if he's a one-and-done guy or not.
Right.
But, I mean, we're certainly going to track him.
He's probably not a one-and-done, but Lester Quinones is a top 50 guard they brought in. He's lost some weight, got healthy after an injury, and he looked good from the 30 minutes that we got to see as local media. What did you think, if anything, on Lester Quinones?
You know, I didn't know him at all going into this. He's a big kid. I mean, he looks like
a
football player.
Yeah.
You know, the first question is, you know, what position is he? I mean,
yeah.
I think he's kind of one of these positionless guys, but he plays hard. He, you know, looks like he chewed the ball from outside, and you know, had a certain toughness to him. I mean, I think he could easily end up being like a glue guy for them in sort of used in different spots. And you know, again, I don't have a great feel for him, but
right.
I mean, he seemed like he at least would be able to fill a pretty good role for them.
So Matt, would it be a surprise if in next June Memphis had four players who were one and done? Like, would that come as a surprise to you?
I mean, I think that's on the aggressive end, but yeah, I mean, that could easily happen. You know, I think, you know, with Precious and James, I'll be surprised if both of them aren't lottery picks. With Boogie and Damian, You know, they could be. I could easily see both of them being late first round picks if things were to go well this year. You know, they're both kind of guys that will be on the fence.
And then with R.J. Hampton, who we all saw last night, had a couple of points, struggled a little bit. He's young. There's no question about it. And you put up against a 20-year-old Ja Morant, and you're going to see a difference. But you've got him at number six in your mock draft. Do you think he stays around there? What's he got to do to move up in terms of R.J. Hampton?
Yeah, you know, this year's draft's pretty interesting. It's very point guard heavy.
Yes.
I mean, I think we've got six guys right now in the lottery, which just that doesn't happen very often.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, conversations within our staff, it's everybody's got a slightly different order, and it's just I think that's probably going to change a lot throughout the year. I mean, with RJ, I mean, he's playing against grown men,
right?
You know, and he's a young kid. I mean, physically, he's a little bit immature. He needs to add some weight, which is, you know, pretty much most kids his age. His outside shooting, you know, I mean, pretty similar to what I was saying about with Damian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he needs to show he can shoot it a little bit. But he's got nice size. He's a terrific athlete. And you know, the practice I saw him the other day in Memphis, he really showed an ability to be a point guard. Which, you know, some questions were raised before: is he a true point guard? Is he more of a two guard?
Right.
And you know, if he's able to continue to do that. You know, now all of a sudden he's a guy with good size rather than being undersized as a two guard. And so, you know, I like to see him shoot the ball. I like to see him continue to get stronger, and then just show he could run the show.
Hey, man, this was great
stuff.
It's
an education, man.
We appreciate the time as always.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, he is Matt Babcock on Twitter at MattBabcock11. He's the owner and founder of Babcock Hoops. We're going to come back and unpack everything that he told us on the other side. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Jason Smith for the New Balance Memphis store. If you're average and you're looking for a new pair of running or walking shoes, I suggest you go to an average shoe store. Well, they'll sell you a pair of average shoes built for the average athlete with average size feet. But here's the thing. You're not average. No one is. We all exercise differently, we run differently, we walk differently, and our feet come in all sorts of widths and lengths. That's why at the New Balance Memphis store, they employ fit specialists who will conduct an in-depth analysis of your foot's size and shape, along with your gait, and then determine the best New Balance shoes custom fit to you. Because New Balance isn't your average shoe, and you're not average either. Experience the difference an unaverage custom fit makes today at the New Balance Memphis store located in the Cordova Shopping Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Your feet will thank you.
If you've been in a car crash or suffered an injury, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Almost always, the person refusing to pay you is not the person who caused the injury. It's their insurance company, State Farm, GEICO, Allstate, and the like. They make billions and billions of dollars by keeping as much money as they can in their own pockets. Big companies with the deepest pockets and an army of lawyers, literally thousands. But at Morgan & Morgan, we too have an army of lawyers. And you know what else? Many of our lawyers came from the same insurance companies we now fight against. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, our army will fight like hell for you. Just dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound law, that's all. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Hey, I'm Shayna, Pep Boy Service Tech. Fall is a dangerous driving season. With wet leaves, shorter days, and out-of-town drivers, you really need reliable brakes. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month with Pep Boys, and our ASE-certified pros will make sure your brakes are safe.
Now at Pep Boys, get up to $120 off Wagner Premium Brake Packages. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card now through October 20th. Up to $60 per axle after mail and rebate. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys Service and Tire Center today.
It's the final days of Macy's Columbus Day sale with our lowest prices of the season on furniture.
With cooler temperatures here, you can stay cozy and refresh the whole house with perfect updates for your living room, bedroom, dining room, and more. And when you use your Macy's card, you'll get special financing on any furniture or mattress purchase of $499 or more. Shop in-store at Macy's.com or call 1-800-BUY-MACY for our lowest prices of the season on furniture. Financing subject to credit approval. See store associate for details.
Feeling cramped in your current home? Orion's team of mortgage experts know how to make your home buying process simple. Visit OrionFCU.com and get moving today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You want to get your money's worth on the sweetest treats in Memphis? Head on over to Quintessential Suites, 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. It's the sweetest place in Memphis. We're so happy to have them on the show. Christopher Gray and his wife bringing you the most exquisite suites in the city. I'm telling you right now, if you don't believe me, go check out the menu and the selection at quintessentialsuites.com. Or better yet, take my word for it, just head on over there. You're going to make the wife happy. Wives, you're going to make the husband happy. A nice sweet treat. John, they've got everything from the traditional to the exquisite.
Yep, and you ain't got to pay for a fair ticket to get the great treats that you might find at a fair, even though they don't compare to Quintessential Suites. They got the funnel cakes over at Quintessential Suites. You can get the cookies and cream flavor. You can get s'mores, turtles, strawberry shortcake, and the delicious strawberry cheesecake funnel cake, as well as deep-fried Twinkies and Oreos.
Imagine a strawberry cheesecake funnel cake. Imagine a s'mores funnel cake. There's not much better in this world than that. Now, you're going to have one of those, and you're going to want another one. And you're going to want another one after that, and you're going to want another one after that, and pretty soon you're going to be headed over to 2011 Bartlett Boulevard just about every day of your life. And that's a good thing. Christopher Gray and his wife certainly deserve it. So, again, head on over there, 2011 Bartlett Boulevard. You can check them out at quintessentialsuites.com. Sweetest place in Memphis.
Sweetest place in Memphis, and it was certainly sweet for your ears. That was some ear candy for you, Jason. Matt Babcock, who's a former NBA agent, he was in town. He has Babcock Hoops. He runs that website.
Yeah, I like his mock draft here.
He certainly seemed to think highly of the Tigers. Let's talk about the Tigers.
Anytime Jason and John talk Tigers on 92.9, it's presented by Papa John's Pizza and South of Beale.
Give it to you.
You look like you're in one of your F45 workouts there,
give
John.
Give it to you again.
Go.
Give it to you again.
The Memphis Tigers had a pro day, and we were just talking to Matt Babcock about that pro day. And first of all, he said it would be aggressive, but certainly did not – like, he did not laugh off the idea.
Yeah, I think you went too far, and he told you as much.
That – well, I mean, he's
– aggressive, he used. That was the word.
In a vacuum, though, he liked what he saw from Precious. He liked what he saw from James. He liked what he saw from Damon, and he liked what he saw from Boogie.
Boogie and Damian, right.
Yeah.
And what are the odds that both of them become a one and done? So I'm with you. Now, you asked him, would you be surprised?
Right.
I think we would be surprised, John, if they had 4 1-and-dones.
Oh, it would be amazing.
And that's, I think that's in his answer of saying that's aggressive.
Right.
I think the answer would be yes.
But I think three.
Three is getting to a point where I don't think you'd be surprised.
It feels like the over-under is 2.5 on 1-and-dones this year. And I'd probably take the over. I'm taking the over on 2.5 1-and-dones from this team. I mean,
what's amazing is that to a man, every expert, every scout, right? It's all they love Damian Ball and what they see.
Yeah.
His rise has been amazing. We're talking about this kid that was at Tennessee Prep.
Yeah.
And it came down to Texas Tech and Memphis.
Well, now we get why Sip is so mad at us.
Because they had an absolute stud.
Yeah.
Is what they had.
Yeah.
That's why Sip's not talking to us right now. And look, maybe this kid ends up so good, Sip may never talk to us again. I thought we had a pretty good relationship, but I'm starting to see. Because, again, every scout you talk to, he's the first thing that jumps off the page.
Yeah.
And what we're talking about, 6'4", you're talking about 39.5-inch vertical. And what did Babcock say? What jumped out the most? A guy who wants to D up full court on you and loves it. Like, that's what he lives and eats for. To D up, like, you don't see that typically, right, to go along with the physical attributes that he's got. That mindset, that JYD mindset, that to Damian Ball at this point has not changed. You know, Damian's not a guy who got crowned early and then got lazy. Damian's a guy who's had to eat and earn it to work his way up and get the respect. And you're seeing apparently the same Damian Ball. That's who's opening these that sort of same mindset offseason. He's continued to be that guy, and look where it's put him. Look at this rise for him since he's committed to Memphis. It's been fantastic to the point where people are projecting him in the starting lineup almost like it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly don't think
– amazing.
I don't think the one is the question. I think the two and the three are the question. I don't think the one is the question right now.
Well, y'all been talking to folks, and I can tell by your intel and the folks you're talking to that they're telling you Damian Ball's got a pretty good shot. But I'm telling you, too, Damian Ball's also got a pretty good shot to be coming off the bench because I know he gets that role.
Now, I do think, again, like a lot of this stuff is
moot because it's who's going to finish. And
well, I mean,
is
like,
that what you're talking about? No, who's starting?
Well, yeah, I mean, guys are going to play multiple positions.
Don't act like it doesn't matter, though.
Oh, it matters kids from an ego perspective,
and that you can't lose a kid because he's not getting the minutes or the starting.
Yes.
Because those names get called.
I'm just saying, though, when the dust settles, though, the minutes are going to look similar.
Oh, I agree with that.
You know?
I agree with that. But, Johnny, I mean, you could take a team that doesn't have this kind of talent and still have problems if a guy's getting, you know, if some guy thought he was going to get more and gets less. I mean, these things are what happened, and typically with the more talented clubs, you'll get it. The thing is, I really think that Penny's in a position with that staff to hold it down better than you've seen it in these spots held down before. More like a Cal, more like a Coach K, because, again, these kids look to him with a reverence, you know what I'm saying? He's not going to tell me wrong because he's been to the NBA. So I'm going to go ahead and trust him that I shouldn't take those extra five shots that I just did in that game, and I can still get to the league and be the guy. You know, when Penny says that, you're going to believe it because of where he's been and what he's accomplished.
Yeah.
When another coach says that, you know, whether it's a Josh, whether it's a Tubby, maybe you have a tendency not to believe it as much. I think that will be one of their strengths, although it still remains their biggest question this year with this much talent. Can you keep it all bought in?
And then we asked him about what he just thought of the team. Like what were his, you know, opinions about the team? And he said Final Four. Like he thinks this is a Final Four team.
Well, I could just tell it's not a guy that wants to sensationalize. I mean, he's trying to build up, obviously, his website is mock draft, so you don't want to do that. You don't want to say a guy's better than he is. All of a sudden, you see that guy, and then draft next year, he's going, you know, he's not even a lottery pick. So I get where he's coming from, and I appreciate it. And it sounded like even say, hey, I don't want, but I got to admit, that looked like a Final Four team.
Yeah.
So, it tells you pretty much everything we thought about this squad, and more so the reason why for the folks that have got them lower than 15.
Yeah.
Right? For the folks that have got him 21, lower than Josh Pastner's second team, two recruit, which was 19 coming into the season. That is ridiculous. You hear a guy who was an NBA scout tell you this looks like a Final Four team. Well, no, from a talent standpoint, well, no team that looks like a Final Four team from a talent standpoint deserves to be ranked number 21 to start the year. That's just asinine.
It is. It is. And it's like we talked about, you know, I don't know, earlier this week or last week when they were talking about, I just don't feel like people are doing enough research. Like, come to the pro day. Like, watch these guys play, you know, and you will sing a different tune. You just will. Like, you will come away. Like, there is no, like, and I honestly, like, I give Rob Doster-ish about this every opportunity I get. I think he is insane.
I happen to think, too, I can't say in his defense too much because this is crazy. But I have to think, too, John, because I've seen it in sort of the way he puts it out there. My top 25 is different from everyone else's. I'm not as high on Memphis. So I think it's trendy for him right now, right, to go against where everybody else got Memphis, put him down lower, get you a couple more clicks. Well, let me get up in here and see where he's got. Oh, Memphis 21. Well, who's he got above them? And I think, in a way, John, that's sort of working for him in terms of the interest he's getting in his top 25, that he's sort of going against the grain. Now, he's not the only one that's got Memphis that low, but typically, John, Rob – I'm not just going to – typically, he's got his finger on the pulse. Typically, he knows what he's looking at. The guy played the game. I respect him. I used to be a colleague, used to work right beside him, spent a great deal of time with him covering that Memphis Tigers team and a couple of the places when, you know, they're going up to New York, Madison Square Garden, that kind of thing. I've always respected and enjoyed Rob's work. And I think in this case, he's way off because there is no way you're going to have this team ranked lower than Josh Pastner's second team.
No doubt.
Right? There is no question about that. But I think some of the way-offness is to invite more clicks, obviously, and say, mine's different than everybody else's, my top 25.
Well,
I'll give him in a little bit of defense.
If you want to make yours –
can't defend it too
look,
much.
If you want to make yours different from everybody else and you want clicks, then put Memphis number one. That
well, you're not going to do that.
That will get you clicks, though. That will get you the most clicks is if you rank Memphis number one preseason. that will get you the most clicks. I'm just saying, it just will. You know, everybody.
Yeah, but when's a team with this many freshmen going out and been one from start to finish?
That's why though, you want clicks. You're gonna get clicks like that because you're going out on a limb.
No, you want clicks. You fire up the people in Memphis, like we've seen people do. Play heel, the people will go in and click anyway. You understand what I'm saying?
Maybe. I think you get more if you rank them number one, though. You know, Memphis people ain't gonna share it.
Ranking them on number one was unrealistic, is where I'm coming from. No one was gonna do that.
Well, no, nobody is gonna do it. I'm just saying, though, if we're trying to maximize clicks, is all. But the point is, no matter who we talk to, no matter who it is,
Final Four. This man said,
other than Rob Doster, it does feel like that they're picking up steam. You know, Memphis being a Final Four candidate. You know, because I even read a piece, you know, from Dana O'Neill about UConn. And I think I might have mentioned this, but still, like, she almost referred to Memphis as like a question mark. She referred to Memphis as a question mark. Like in the AAC, like Memphis is a question. And I'm just like, what is the question exactly? What about Memphis is not a sure thing for you? You know, I mean, what do you,
you know
need?
What it is? You know absolutely what it is. It's head coach.
Yeah, I can't wait. I mean, I guess. It's like if you really knew the deal, no coach is going to get in the way of this. You know what I mean? Impossible. You cannot mess this up. They're too good. They have 3 1-and-dones. What the hell am I missing?
AAC is not as good as it was last year.
I mean, it's just frustrating.
And UCF won't be as good as it was last year. We know that for a fact. I mean, Cincinnati, you figure, is going to take a step down, even though they've still got the player of the year. That's actually a good thing for the league. Houston won't be as strong. I still think they'll be one of the best teams in the league. Obviously, they will be that anytime they've got Kelvin Sampson as a coach. But it's not. Wichita State will be much improved from coming from where it was.
They're the team that's
going to make a jump, probably have a good shot.
Maybe UConn.
I think making the tournament, no question about it. UConn will be better than it was, yeah. I think. Because now it's, you know, there's more of Hurley's guys in there. They'll still be young, though. They're still replacing a lot, particularly in the backcourt. My point is that the AAC ain't even what it was last year, and you're coming in with the number one recruiting class in the country and bringing back more than most teams that bring in the number one recruiting class do. So some guys we think can play some roles in Tyler, Alex Lomax, there's no question about it. So, again, what are you looking at? What are you looking at if you got them that low?
And
saying they're a question mark in an AAC that's down, they are going to run through the AAC.
Yeah.
Look, we'll get to the games. There's no need to try to convince these people now, John. They need to see the games. They want to see Penny prove it. And we said it's a prove it year. So the whole idea, though, that you are, you know, that, you know, Penny's saying, well, Houston and, you know, Cincinnati, the teams that have typically kind of run the yeah. AAC should be the favorites. Uh-uh. Them days are done, brother. When you bring in number one, believe me, when you have this AAC media days here coming up, oh, no, they're going to pick you one, brother, because of what you brought in here. And you'll be the hunted as opposed to the hunter. I know you can – look, we've had – it's easier to play that underdog role, right, and tell yourself you don't get enough respect.
Yeah.
But that team's going to get all the respect in the world when that AAC media day starts and they get picked number one in that division. You're not going to be able to say you're hunting anything. They're going to be coming after you.
Yes.
And, of course, I don't think they're scared of having that X on their back, or certainly with that kind of talent. But you won't be the hunted. You're going to be – well, you won't be the hunter. You'll be the hunted because you're going to be that number one pick in the preseason poll.
Yeah, I think a lot of these media members nationally are going to be jumping on the bandwagon you know, once the season starts. I just don't think there is any question.
Well, there's that early game against Oregon, too, where there's a chance to really impress some people and people to jump on early and kind of catch up.
The phrase I used was course correction. We will see that. By the second week of the year on Memphis basketball, we will see a course correction.
Did you just bring an old Josh Pazner, an old goody course correction?
Yes. There will be.
Man, I ain't heard that one in a while. You got any more of those oldies but good course correction?
Tendonitis? As it relates to the ranking and the national perception of Memphis, there will be a course correction by the second week of the year. I've never been more sure of anything in my life. You know, all these people who have Memphis 18th, 19th, 20th, like, I'm telling you, by the second, they will be fawning. I mean, and it's going to be hilarious to see it, frankly. Like, even Dickie V, they will be fawning over Memphis by the second week of the season.
My goodness.
You're telling you. It'll happen.
You're summoning up the old Josh Pastnerisms.
Okay, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Anthony Sang going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about Ja Morant. He certainly looks good. He looks good, you know, and hey, it beats the alternative,
especially
right?
Especially setting up his teammates. Yes,
it beats the alternative 2 weeks or 2 games into the preseason. Jaren Jackson Jr. got dunked on.
That's okay. You going to jump? Every once in a while you going to get dunked on.
Yep.
How about the other stuff he did in that game, like those rebounds?
Those rebounds.
Hey, rebounds.
Yeah.
Yep, so lots to get to with Anthony Sane. We'll do that at 125. Jason and John, 93 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get World Championship barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, the 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's great for lunch or dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. Just order online at Memphis. BBQCO.com. Melissa is so respected. She's been invited to cook at the James Beard House in NYC on November 2nd. That's one of the most prestigious honors a chef can receive. So if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to go. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, MemphisBBQCO.com.
In just a few short seconds, Igor, my creation will be alive.
Yes, master.
It's alive. It's alive. Okay, quick, Igor, open the door.
Okay. It's not working.
Igor, get the door open. He's going to destroy the lab. Igor, call DoorPro.
I should have gotten monster insurance.
Garage door getting a little creepy? Call DoorPro. Thousands of doors in stock with same-day service available. Call 901-DOORPRO. 901-366-7776 or DoorProInc.com.
Advanced Financial will cash any check for any amount. Money order.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.